This episode of WDW Today is being sponsored by All Star Vacation Homes. And if you're looking for a place to stay and you don't want to be cramped in a little small hotel room, well, All Star Vacation Homes is the place for you because you're going to get a lot of space, a lot of great amenities. You're not going to pay a lot for it. That's right. In fact, when you stay in All Star Vacation Home, you get so much more than just a room. It's really a destination in itself. So you know what? Check them out right now. Go to allstarvacationhomes.com and see for yourself what they offer. Allstarvacationhomes.com.
Bringing the world to your world, this is Walt Disney World Today. Here are Mike Scopa, Len Testa, Mike Newell, and your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Friday, October 17th, 2014, and this is episode 1410 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com. Join me on today's show, Mike Scopa, a blogger for TouringPlans.com and co-host of the Mickey Miles podcast. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Telephone crosses Atlantic.
Spaceship Earth.
Right. But where?
In the scene with the dude. With the...
Yeah, that's
the scene with the dude.
The operators?
The operators. That's the word.
The dude?
The
operator?
I thought it was a woman.
It's what? actually the paper boy.
Paper boy?
No.
Extra, extra.
You mean the paper boy that's been facing the wrong way for the last...
That's still plus one for Matt, by the way, Philip. Joining me on today's show also, Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
I'd like to debate that. I think it's a plus half, 0.05 or something.
We're rounding up these days. Plus one.
No. Philip, email me.
Philip, don't do that. Also joining us on today's show, the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager at MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome to the show, Annette.
Hey, just saying, the paper boy, if you notice, my last name is on the paper.
No, your last name's on the paper in the box office, not on the paper.
Oh, that's right. It is in the box office.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Listen, you want to get technical? I can get technical.
Oh, my goodness. But it won't be. Never mind.
Dear
technically.
Nerd fail.
Technically, nerd that's going to be. It's going to change. So whatever. Maybe what? I need to go in there and change that on the road.
On today's show, we're talking about annual passes. And boy, a lot's changed with annual passes over the last year or so with the whole My Disney Experience thing that's going on there.
Yes.
So we wanted to kind of cover our bases for someone who's
not happy,
either getting an annual pass for the first time or getting their first annual pass since the whole My Disney Experience experience happened. And lots changed. And, Scopa, you brought up this topic. I think it's a great idea because, I renewed my annual pass this year. And this was the first time that I have really used my pass since the whole system has been in place. I had previously had it with RFID and everything. But let's start at the top, Mike. And, of course, these days when you get an annual pass, you do get actually a ticket. It's a RFID card. And, it's just like the old tickets, but obviously it's RFID. So what's nice about it is you don't need magic bands in order to get into the park. So you can use the RFID tickets, and they work just like regular tickets. You hold them up to the readers just like magic bands do, and basically the only thing you can't do on them is charge them. Like, you can't have a credit card assigned to them. But you can get with your annual pass, it will come in the mail later, are magic bands.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The card that you get, I mean, when I renewed, I had my annual pass. I mean, it was put on my magic band right away, but they also gave me this little, I think it's a yellow card, and you have to use it when you're going to get, like when I was downtown Disney, I bought some gifts, and I had to show that discount card, which was kind of funny because I remember, Mike, you and I ate at
Mexico,
and we were looking for a DVC discount. And all they had to do was just scan your band, and they knew you were a DVC member. But they could not scan my magic band in downtown Disney and say, oh, yes, you are an annual pass holder. I had to show them the discount card. So that was kind of unusual.
Yeah, the basics of the annual pass are still there. Of course, you get unlimited access, unlimited same-day access during normal operating hours to all four theme parks, no blackout dates, and free parking included. That's for the annual pass. There's the premium annual pass, which is above that, which gets you everything I just mentioned, plus access to two water parks and Disney's Oak Trail Golf Course and some other things as well. But that's the basics of it, that what you get with your annual pass. although there are other discounts and benefits and things you should get when you get the annual pass, actually, if you don't get it or you lost it, you can always ask them for a new one. They give you this little booklet, Oh Benefits. And the booklet's really helpful because it gives you an idea of what each and every one of your benefits are that you get. And, you know, there's a lot of places you'd be like, really? Get a discount over there? Wouldn't have thought about that. So you want to make sure you read that and take advantage of that.
Yeah, there are so many things that I think everybody uses the annual pass basically as a inexpensive way to visit the parks if you go several times a year. And obviously you save on the parking, which is now $17 a day. But you know what's kind of interesting, Matt, is that as I'm looking at this booklet I got, it's not a straight 10 or 20% discount in like areas like in dining. It varies. So it's really one of those deals where, you know, we have always said, wherever you are, ask if you have a discount, because you don't know unless you ask. And to give you an idea, if you go to if you go to Epcot, you know, you can get 10% off a lot of the – holy cow, it's only 10. Okay, you get 10% off most of the restaurants in World Showcase, 10%. But then you go to Downtown Disney and you get 20% off at the House of Blues, and you get 20% off Fulton's Crab House. You get 15% off Paradiso 37. So it really yep. is all over the place. So you really need to – you get 20% off Wolfgang Puck. That's pretty good. I should have known that. Wish I'd known that. But, you know, when it comes to the annual pass, I think that the best-kept secret is the Tables in Wonderland membership, because if you – I don't know what the cost is for a regular – because I think you can buy Tables in Wonderland without being an annual pass holder, I think.
You have to be a Florida resident.
You have to be a Florida resident, right. Yep. But if you are a – annual pass hold, you also get $25 off the price. And I'm not – I think it's $125 regular, and I think it's $100 now. But, I mean – and it sounds like a lot of money. But if you can justify the cost of an annual pass, and by that I mean you know that you're going to visit Orlando so many days a year so that you will be able to justify the cost, then certainly you should be able to justify the cost of a Tables in Wonderland card, because – It comes back to you so quickly. It's one of those things that I've always mentioned, and I think we all have talked about how the Tables in Wonderland card gives the Disney dining plan a run for its money, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Some other things, of course, the big question is also about the FastPass Plus system and how it all works. So you can start planning FastPass. You get 3 FastPasses per day at one theme park. You can actually plan 7 days of FastPass Plus selections within any 30-day period for one park per day. And you can make your reservations up to 30 days in advance. So if that makes sense. So basically, if for easier math, let's say it's January 1st. If you started January 1st, you could make up to – you could book 3 FastPasses per day for up to 7 days between January 1st and January 31st as an example. If you booked your first one on January 1st and then your last one – you know, by the 30th, you get that window, and that window keeps on moving and allows you to, of course, just like anybody else, you get to book your fast passes in advance, then you can change them up as you want. And, of course, if you're an annual pass holder and you're just coming down and you're not staying on Disney World property. So either you're a local or you're staying off property. If you're staying on property, then it doesn't matter. You're the same rules as everybody else that's out there. You go up to 60 days prior. And that allow you to, for the entire length of your hotel stay, book as many, you know, or book the amount of FastPass Pluses that you can for your stay there. So it's kind of a, you know, basically the 30-day window I talked about was just for non-resort stays, but resort stays kind of supersede everything else.
Yep.
So that's something. I mean, that's really one of the big things right there is the FastPass system, and of course linking your annual pass to your Magic Bands. I haven't linked my annual passes to my Magic Bands. When I was there, I used it just the RFID, and I found it perfectly fine for me. But Annette, Mike, did you guys? I know Mike Scobie, you definitely linked yours to the yep. Magic Band. Any problems with doing that?
No, it was pretty simple. I mean, I was one of those people who waited until I was really comfortable with it, and then after doing all these shows and understanding how things are supposed to work, I was able to to really get through without any problems. And one of the biggest things, I keep repeating myself, is that if you don't have a My Disney Experience account, then it's time to get one right now. Because once that is set, once that is established, everything becomes a lot easier. If you have to do it after the fact, well, then good luck, because things may not work as well as they would if you had already established your account. So that's an important point. And everything worked like a charm. It really did.
Annette, you didn't have any problems?
I haven't had any problems. And actually, I go for work and I go down for leisure trips too. So I have two bands that I use. I have a red one for work and a pink one that I use when I'm, down there playing. And it's so that I can have two separate, bands. Come on, we all have tons of bands. My annual pass flips back and forth to those bands. And I haven't had any problems with it.
Yeah, so you like Scopa said, you want to download the My Disney Experience app to your smartphone, set up your account ahead of time if you can, because you're just going to waste park time otherwise, and then tie it to your ticket. So that way you do this all before you arrive to the park. It'll help really mitigate a lot of the problems that you often hear about.
I can't imagine. You're walking around holding that card. I've gotten used to the band now.
I get my wrist gets sweaty. I don't want
it. Oh, I don't really always have it on my wrist. Oh. Sometimes I have it if I've got a bag. Well, never That's mind. Annoying. You're not carrying a
you
bag, I guess.
Loop it
but,
around.
You know, and sometimes I put it on my belt loop.
Yeah.
I don't always have it on my wrist.
But, here's another thing that I think it's great. And I'm really looking forward to, the races. So in January, if I'm staying at the beach club and I run, let's say, the half marathon in the morning and I finish at Epcot, I can actually walk through Epcot and get, International Gateway and get to the beach club, because I'll be running with my band. And if I'm in Epcot and I'm thirsty or something, or if I want to eat, I have my band, I can charge it. So it's a nice convenience to have. And I think the biggest one is at night when you're getting back to your room and you want to fumble for your card, you just Mickey to Mickey and you're in there. So it is quite a convenience.
Very good. Any other things about annual passes you think that have really changed or are noteworthy, certainly for somebody who's considering an annual pass these days?
I mean, we always talk about the obvious, that there are annual pass discounts for discounted rooms at some of the resort hotels. That's always something to keep in mind. The other things that a lot of people may not realize is that you get a 15% discount off any salon treatment, in Walt Disney World. Trying to look to see if there's anything else. I think one of the biggest things, I discovered this a couple of years ago, I never knew. You get 50% off if you're going to Fantasia Gardens or Winter Summerland golf course. It's great. You can do both courses for the price of one at Winter Summerland. I think that's a great deal. A lot of people, people are always saying, gee, I like to do something outside the parks. Well, if you have an annual pass, you want to go miniature golf and it's half price. So I think that's a big deal that a lot of people don't realize. You get 20, this is something I didn't know either. I don't know if this was around last year. You get 20% off bowling at Splitsville. Oh. That's pretty
nice.
Big deal. Yeah. Anything, else? Of course you get discounts for Alamo and for the pet care and a few other things. For the tours, you get 15% off the tours, and there are 12 or 14 tours. So there's a lot of things, and I think that the biggest thing is to always, if you have an annual pass and you're not sure if you can get a discount, is to ask at the restaurant, at the shop, wherever.
Oh yeah, always just. Yeah, always ask. Even if you think you know the answer, show it up anyways. The worst I can tell you is no, there's not. Okay, well, try.
Yeah.
And of course, the other question we always get about annual passes is, how many days do you need to break even? And of course, that depends on what resort you're staying at and how many of those benefits Mike just outlined you're going to be taking advantage of. But generally speaking, it's somewhere in the ballpark of 8 to 12, depending on how you go, how often you go, and kind of things like that. But the one thing I've learned from this podcast, if nothing else, is if you get to a point where, you're kind of on the cusp of, you're like, I don't know if I should, or if it's going to make sense for me. It's kind of like, you go either way. I think at this point it's just better to go for it, because inevitably what happens is I feel like if you have it, it will compel you to get one. And if you don't get one, it's kind of like, well, then you feel like, you know, oh, I can't go down on principle because I didn't get the annual pass, and you don't want to be kind of in there. So I think that if you're within, once you get past, I think about 5 or 6 days, you really got to look at it, because again, all those little discounts, they all add up. So it's not just about, you know, how many park days you get in. Keep in mind your resort discount and all the other benefits you get when you're figuring out if it's going to be worth it for you.
You know, Matt, you could actually take a look at what you'd get. Let's say you purchased an annual pass and you go down for a week and you stay at a Walt Disney World Resort and you get, I don't know, 20% off the rack rate. You add that up, then you go and you you eat at certain restaurants and you get 10% off. And you don't you do this, you do that. If you keep track, who knows? That annual pass could actually pay for itself on your very first visit, and it could pay for itself in 7 days, depending again upon how you use it. So, you know, it's how you use it, and that's why we say it can be 8, it can be 9, it can be 12 days. That is the break-even point.
Absolutely. Well, that'll do it for us today. Don't forget, this episode of WDW Today has been sponsored by touringplans.com. And boy, you're talking about annual passes. They've actually got one of my favorite parts about touringplans.com is their blog. That's right. They've got some great entries. If you go to their blog, it's blog.touringplans.com. They have lots of great posts about annual passes and all the different iterations and variations and questions. And it's really helpful. And there's such great content there each and every day. Check them out right now, touringplans.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Ned Owens. Hi, Matt. I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Hi, Matt.
It's my greets.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.